For years, Oregon's approach to dealing with chronic disease has been, well, let's just call it complicated.
We actually used to have strategic plans for each individual disease. So I have a stack in my office this high of a strategic plan for physical activity and nutrition, one for tobacco.
Karen Girard is a state worker specializing in chronic disease. She says that hodgepodge of reports wasn't really fixing the issue. So, in 2012, public health officials came up with a unified 5-year plan.
That helps us stay true to, are we using our resources to address these issues?
The 5-year strategic plan's goals are simple. 1, reduce heart disease hospitalizations in Oregon. 2, slow a growing obesity epidemic. 3, increase screenings for colorectal cancer. And 4, cut back the number of people smoking tobacco. The plan expires next month. So I asked Kirsten Aird, the head of the state's chronic disease program, how did it all go?
We are not where we should be. Certainly, there's a lot of work left to do.
Okay, so the good news first. Over the past 5 years, Oregon's actually done a pretty good job of reducing smoking rates.
What have we done? We've established smoke-free housing, smoke-free community colleges.
Lucy Longoria works for the state, and she knows her tobacco facts.
We've made lots of strides in helping assure that those places where people are trying to address their addictions, that place too is supportive of them quitting tobacco and staying quit.
Oregon has been so successful with tobacco, it hit every one of its related goals in the strategic plan. Which brings us to the bad news. The state failed to achieve any of its other goals. Heart disease is up. Colorectal cancer is up too. Obesity up. Diabetes up. And all those conditions, they cost Oregonians more than $8 billion each year in medical costs. That's more than twice what we spend on cancer. The failure to meet the strategic plan's goals isn't for a lack of trying. The state's chronic disease experts work every day with county health workers to address these problems. And they even made a flashy educational campaign on how chronic disease disproportionately affects the state's poorest neighborhoods. It's called Place Matters Oregon.
As Oregonians, we share a state of magnificent physical places. Together, we own the rivers and beaches and mountain streams. Shouldn't good health be the same? Why would we allow it to have an exclusive address?
The problem with the state's efforts is that they may not be reaching the people who actually need them. Most of the Place Matters videos have no more than a couple dozen views online. And state workers appeared surprised I had even heard of the 5-year strategic plan when first contacted for this story. So why isn't the message getting out there about Oregon's biggest health crisis? According to state workers, the problem is money. Again, Karen Girard.
The reason we have funding for tobacco prevention is Oregonians increased the tobacco tax and dedicated a portion of that to tobacco prevention and education. We do not have that kind of ongoing support for physical activity and healthy eating.
And that's true. More than half the state's budget each year for chronic disease prevention is money earmarked specifically for tobacco. But there is potential money out there to fix other chronic disease issues. Longoria says that cash could come from things like federal grants, sugary beverage taxes like the one that could go before Multnomah County voters this fall, or healthcare providers looking to invest in prevention.
I wouldn't say it's a big mystery what we should do. It's just a matter of will and resourcing to make it happen.
It's not clear if that money will materialize as the state gets ready to launch its next 5-year strategic plan. But what is clear?
The current generation of Oregon children is the first in history to face a shorter life expectancy than their parents. It's time to better understand how we got here and how we will get to a better place.
I'm Ryan Hass, reporting.